From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness. Coverage in every county and all 50 states. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Many dairy farmers in our region are in the process of diversifying their operations, seeking profitability. Some dairy producers are getting into other ventures, such as agritourism. That's according to Jessica Zim of Washington County, New York, who recently opened a farm store in one of her family's underutilized dairy barns.
We are excited to have our grand opening of our new farm store. It's also in conjunction with the Washington County Cheese Tour, which is seven different farms in the county that are showcasing their products. And we're just really pleased to be able to open the doors to this renovated barn that we have found a new life for.
Zim says they are diversifying, but dairy remains the priority.
First and foremost, we are dairy farmers. We milk 1,000 cows, and we are members of the Cabot Cooperative producing cheeses and dairy products.
Their new farm store, however, will feature a wide array of farm products.
About 10 years ago, we started raising some beef to diversify our herd. Since we were dairy farmers, beef made a lot of sense. We knew how to deal with animals. We had the infrastructure, the equipment. We have added pork to the mix, and that made a lot of sense to us as well. My husband loves pigs. In addition to that, in kind of another corner of the farm, we've also been growing and raising a lot of pumpkins.
Jessica Zim of Tyoshoke Farm in Washington County, New York. My thanks to John Clark with FeedWorks USA for his assistance in this report.
When it comes to a healthy bottom line for your farming operation, nothing helps like healthy soil. Producers who use soil health management systems report lower input costs while maintaining or even improving their yields. Plus, those systems help with drought protection and soil and water conservation. Contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office today to find out more and unlock the secrets in your soil. This message brought to you by the NRCS and this radio station.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Our pearl of wisdom today makes an interesting observation. Have you ever noticed that it's the little things that annoy us? For instance, you can sit on a mountain, but not on a thumbtack. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.